This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, is holding a ministerial council meeting in Paris, May 29th to 30th. Here is the president of the AFL-CIO in the United States, Richard Trumka.
We're here really to give a simple message to the ministers. That simple message is that austerity is utterly and totally failed and must be replaced with a focus on jobs and on growth. Austerity is based on an inaccurate and very flawed academic work. It's destroyed tens of millions of jobs, it's driven the Eurozone into recession, and it is currently choking the U.S. recovery. Perhaps worst of all, it's threatening the foundations of trust and mutuality that underlie all democratic societies. Now, there is very strong public support for governments to follow a path of growth, to create jobs, to develop new industries, and to reduce unemployment and inequality. Yet governments stubbornly continue down the path of austerity, a path that is a dangerous slide into recession in industrialized country, and growth is now stalling in emerging countries. The question, quite frankly, we should be asking is, since austerity is such a disaster, why do political and financial elites keep it going? And the answer, quite frankly, isn't pretty. They keep it going because austerity serves an agenda of destroying social solidarity, of concentrating power in financial elites, and taking power away from democratic institutions. The agenda of rising economic insecurity, and most of all, the agenda of weakening workers' bargaining power so that wages will fall and business profits will rise. So trade unions are here today to call on governments to make a policy shift and to end their austerity measures and take immediate action to kickstart job-rich, inclusive, and sustainable growth. The time for a paradigm shift in the economic model is long overdue. Here at the OECD, we strongly support the new approaches to economic challenges. But new approaches must lead to new policies. Policies focused on jobs, growth, and reducing inequality rather than on serving financial interests and the very rich. Job creation needs to be government's number one priority because unemployment is rising at an alarming rate, especially in the Eurozone. Youth unemployment is a staggering 56% in Spain, 38% in Portugal and Italy, and in the EU will remain above 17% at least until 2015, according to the latest ILO forecast. And behind these figures lies a lost generation of youth. This is quite simply unacceptable. The youth unemployment crisis is a crisis our economies and our societies cannot afford. So the TUAC welcomes the OECD's action plan, giving youth a better start. Tackling the youth unemployment crisis immediately and effectively requires active labor market policies, policies that provide income, training, and job search assistance for the unemployed and help labor markets support technological innovation throughout the economy. And governments should make smart public investments in new technologies and clean energy, infrastructure, and sustainable development. We also need to close loopholes in corporate taxation and create more transparency in order to restore public trust in our economies and political leadership. Quite frankly, public confidence can only be restored with a recovery action plan that creates jobs, including for our young people, and invests in new industries, new technologies, clean energy, and infrastructure. And we urge the OECD ministers to change direction, to make the policy shift needed to avert an escalation of the economy and social crisis facing all of us today. A policy shift is needed to restore stability and trust, and most of all, jobs and fairness to our economies and our societies. We urge them to make that shift.